So the parasha starts off with the inyanim of the haktara of the oila and so on. So it says, "Ve'esh al mizbeach tukad bo loisichbe, esh tomid tukad al mizbeach loisichbe." So it says that there's a chiyuv to have an esh tomid on a mizbeach. So there are a few things in the Beis Hamikdash that are tamid. There's lechem, there is menaira, there's eish tamid. So Rashi says eish tamid, eish shenema bo tamid, ki shemadlikim bo es haneris, shenema bo lahalis ner tamid, af hi me'ala mizbeach hachitzen shetukat. So he says that the eish of the menaira had to be taken dafka from the Mizbeach, which is interesting because Mizbeach is lower darga. Mizbeach is something which is on the outside. It's in the chotzer. It deals with animals and so on. And yet we had to take the eish from there. We had to take to use to light the menorah. Baledavahu. It's also the halacha is that Mizbeach Akteris, we had to take the eish dafka from the Zbeach Chitzin. You couldn't take it from the Menorah, you couldn't take it Stam. Everything came from this Eish. That's something that is Me'or Shaila why. But there's another Nekuda here. It says Eish Tomid. Eish Enema Bo Tomid. So Melef would say, this is the eish you have to take. We try to scratch our heads and figure out what it is about the eish that is nogea to the menorah. But it says a hagdara. The hagdara is that it's the timidus of the eish. Eish enema but tamid hisha medikma saneris. So because it's called tamid, that's as medikma saneris. That's very, very strange. So the maila of it is the tamidus shebai, and that's why I have to use it. By ner, it also says ner tamid. So the way he's learning it is that all the tamidus that comes from the Beis Hamikdash is yoinik, it's tamidus from here, and the maila this way has to come from. So it's something which is, which gives us an interesting insight that the sheirish of Tamidus is over here, and this is mashpi on it over there. It also means that somehow, even though the other avodas, the k'teiris and the menorah avodas b'fnim, they're much cheshiver in terms of the darga and many things like that, but still they're yonik from the Mizbeach Achitzin. The halacha is also that also this whole parsha is said by Oila. In other words, Zois Teres HaOila, here Oila Moikter HaLaila. So Lechura, in other words, The word oila could mean a carb oila. Lamaisa, it's not really the carb oila. It's anything which is oila al mizbeach. That's what it is. But the word for aruch alea oila is going on oila itself. You know, aruch alea oila is going on carb tamid, which is an oila. Ve'ikta oila chal v'yashlam. So on the one hand, this there's a yichud over here to carbon oil of dafka. In other words, everything over here is the quintessential oil al mizbeach is carbon oil. That's why it's called carbon oil, because it's kuloi. And that's be'etzem, the biggest expression of this is in carbon oil. But it's kuloi, all the carbonis, in as much as they are shaykh to it. So the mizbeach hachitzen is the sheirish of tamid. It's miyuchid to oila, and everything else comes from there. The Rambam who brings this halacha, he says it's in Tmidim Musaf and Perkimach Yud Gimel. Ner Maravi Shekava Eimad Likanoi Sa'achad Yishune El Mizbech Achitzen. Ner Maravi that came extinguished. You're only madlikit mizbech achitzen, avashar neres kol ner shekaber me madlikam ner chaveri. So any other one you can be mayor, you from each other. So if the one or the other neres got extinguished and the other neres are still going, we can go from one to the other. It's not a problem. The only one that we have to go back to the original one is ner maravi. Rivet S over here, where it says clearly that if the other ones are lighting, he brings a Gemara, that if the other ones are lighting, you can now go and be doylik from the Ner Mizrahi to that. The Chura, the Gemara for Shvakert, and the Mishnah answers that as long as you sort of, since everything came from the Lechatchila, in other words, he tries to give a teretz about which one is left, which one is not, but the mashmos is that ki'ilu, as long as something is left over here, from the Ner Lamaisa, since everything started with Ner Maravi, you can go back to it again. That's the mashmos. You couldn't start from the other ones ad laka and then go to Ner Maravi, but since Ner Maravi was madik the other ones, it all come back to it. That seems to be what'll be pshat in the Gemara. Ravid learns it, or Ravid understands it. But eich shelo yeh, the bottom line of it is that everything is, has to come back to the Mizbeach through Ner Maravi to the other Neris. Ner Maravi always has to come back, the Sheirish also come back to Mizbeach. The Shaila is, can you make another circle and say Ner Maravi, Ner Mizrahi, back to Ner Maravi? Say that. But Al Kopanim, everything comes back, everything has to circle back around to the Mizbeach. That's the bottom line of it. So it's an extraordinary parasha. In other words, there's something here in the Mizbeach HaChitzoni, which is very different than the Mizbeach of the Kelim Bifnim, that everything has to start with that. So let's try a little bit to understand what that's from. The first point is, the Sfasemis says a few times, he repeats from his grandfather, Lusha Rim, that fire has in itself two different qualities. Fire can be or that is seref and or that is meir. It can be something which consumes. In other words, it's the same act. But I look at the oyer mitzad the fact that it's mechala, which is something that is, so to speak, bad, or something which is destructive. It consumes that which has been standing and exists and so on. I also look at oyer as being a meir, as giving light. He speaks a lot about the it's a whole maroch on the different oyeris and in the Mikdash, and on in different things. He speaks about Menashe and Ephraim, and he speaks Shkolim and Zohar. But Akoponim, he points out that when we speak of fire, it boils down to two essential qualities. The fact that fire can consume and destroy and so on, and the fact that Oyer is Meir. I want to explain it mitzad, I guess, Avodas Adam and so on. The Tanya in Perek Mem Beis speaks by Richus in the following point. He speaks about a person's need to be Me'or Yira, for his avodas Hashem. Even though people tend to put emphasis on Ava, Yira is the most elementary mida necessary to generate everything else. So the question is, how does one generate Yira? So he says that there is a. So he starts with the fact that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vato ma'isal shemekas shalom chakim liyira." The Gemara asks, "Ato mulsa zitrasihi?" What does it mean, "Vato ma'kiim"? All we want is a little yira Hashem. What do you mean? All we want is a little yira Hashem. Is it that little? So Gemara says, "In legab Moshe Rabbeinu, it's mulsa zitrasihi." For Moshe Rabbeinu, was it something easy? So the obvious question is, okay, that's wonderful. He's speaking to Klal Yisrael. So he says that everybody in Klal Yisrael has a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu of that yira. So to speak, there's an akud in everyone. But it certainly doesn't manifest itself easily. So how do you manifest it? So he says it requires two types of avodas, two avodas to be able to allow it to manifest. The first one, he says, is to break the guf down, to grind away at the guf and mizachet the guf. And the second one is to be malhiv, the nekuda that's in him. In other words, whenever we have a coal that's not lit up, and I have reason to believe that the coal is alive. So there are two things, there are two impediments. Or one is that the grime, it's covering it. It's become full with ashes, and b'meila, they block any fire from coming out, so I need to clean it off the way any type of anything that's like if I have a wick that's become full with soot or something, it's not going to. So I clean that off. Two, I also when you have an ember, you need to bring out, to coax out the fire that's there potentially. The fire that's there is only potential. And by coaxing it out, it's something that you bring out the fire. So he says, so one avoida is an avoida of isbeininus. That's a type of hard on oneself, hard on one's guf. And he brings a Zayar Kaddish, a Lashon, famous Lashon. It says, Gufa, the Lay Sholot Banahura, the Nishmasin, Mivachinle. A guf that doesn't have that cannot hold a fire. If the fire of the neshama is not visible outside, you need to break it down. And then that's unfortunately. It's like if I can give a simple example, if you have a piece of wood and it's not burning, if you break it into smaller pieces, it burns. In other words, an intense and thick gufnius is an impediment to fire. So if I take the wood and I chop into small pieces, certainly splinters, it burns amazingly. So a guf that the nehor of the neshmasin is isalikle, the light of neshama doesn't seem to emanate. But fortunately, you have to break down the guf. So the first part of it is breaking down the guf, and then a person has to start being misbeinen and being meorer all sorts of kavanas, all sorts of havanas about the bein shalolam and so on to bring out yirim pachat. So the Tanya says Aveda is two stages. One stage is breaking down the guf in a way that takes away some of the avius, the obtuseness of the guf, because if the guf is thick and coarse, so a person shakua in taiva and in chumrius, no amount of his boininess of yiras Hashem will evoke any light. And then when the person is, and then the person has to work in evoking the light. So those are the two layers of it. There's a very interesting, it's in sort of a halacha. The Gemara brings the Shabbos and speaks about using different shmonim to light. So it's like, I don't remember who was Mehader and Shemesh Shum Shemin, because it gives more light than the Shemesh Zayis. Rashi says because it doesn't become used up so much. He says because it's not so thick, I think his lashon is. So the Sasema says over there, the Pashup Shad is Ki'ilu, you get, you can get more light out of a liter of shemen shum shemen because it'll last longer. It doesn't burn so quickly, so it lasts longer. So then just put in more oil of the other kind. In other words, if you want it to last a few more hours. So he says, no, it's the quality of the light. So what's the difference in it being av or not av, mashach tfei? So he says something very interesting way of looking at it. He says, when something, in as much as the fire is busy working on the material, it doesn't emanate light. So the more material there is, so if Shemen Zayis has more, it has more obvious to itself. It's not, it has more particles, whatever, however you understood it. It's too busy with the waste of it and not enough with the light. When you have a very refined product, it's the energy is given out in light and not in consuming it. That's the way he explains it. But it's interesting. So, I mean, he's talking purely of this Vasemus al-Hashas. He's talking purely about the halachic impact of it, that it's not the pshat, it's a better light to use because it lasts more hours, so you can just make a bigger candle. But rather, the quality is much better. You get more light out of every drop of it because there's less coarse material in it. So the fire is converted to light. The burning process, let's say, is converted to light as opposed to using up the energy to consuming whatever particles there are. So interesting, I was thinking it's a very, very interesting dimion to this, that it's a hobaha talia. So al-kapanim, what we have over here is that we have two levels, or two stages, better said, two stages of avoda. Every avoda has in itself the avoda of breaking down the avius, the coarseness, thickness, the gufnius, which is a steerer to ha'ara. No matter what, that will not allow for any ha'ara. So we have to get rid of that. So if a person, lamashal, if a person is very shakua in inyanim gashmiyim, chumriyim, no oyer ruchni will emanate from the person because it's too thick. It's not going to happen from there. Once we're able to break down that guf, the batshe of the guf, now it's possible to bring out oyer. Oyer is a very refined type of effect, and it's only chal when there is when the guf chelik has become has evaporated. So by us, when we're talking about the avoda, so the avoda starts with Mizbeach HaChitzen. Mizbeach HaChitzen takes things that are chumri, things that are totally material. A behema is something which is totally it's seen as meat and fat. Our sense of something that is living, but it's kuloi chaymer, is a behema and so on. The first step is always going to be the Mizbeach HaKtoiros, the Mizbeach HaOila. Mizbeach HaOila is the place where we get rid of that type of chumrius. The haktara, in other words, the dam, which is kilu kneged, the nefesh of the behema, that's zrika. That we do on the outside of Mizbeach. That's an avoda of kodesh. The haktaras of the chalavim, the emurim, that's ki'ilu, the disintegration of that which is physical. That happens on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And the Mizbeach HaChitzen, that's where the first stage of the batch le'legufei happens. And it's only from there that a person can take the gachelas and go to the menorah to light it up. So the air that the b'chin of oir that's seiref and the b'chin of oir that is meir are connected, but there's a clear progression. You have to start with the oir that is seiref. You have to get rid of the barriers to ruchnius first, and then you can take a gachelas from there and bring it over to the menorah and to the ketores, which is also a lot more refined. There's a pirush on Chumash called Shach Sifsei Koyin. It's not the Shach. It was Remotcha Koyin. It was a Mekubal in Tzfas. And that kufa the kubalim very chash v'seif. It's brought many times, many places, and he says on kisei tzilam cholam evecha, he brings a. So everyone speaks about mechamas hayetza one way or another. That's everyone does. But he quotes a story, which with a tweak and over others. There's he quotes that when Alexander finished fighting, he came back and Aristotle told him, you've won the small battle, now the big battle comes. So he asked him, so he said, what do you mean? He said, Melchemes Hayetza Shehit Midis. In other words, the difference, in other words, he was trying to put a finger on why this is Melchama Ketana, and this is Melchama Gdoila. So, the different ways, obviously, to explain it. His point was because it's never ending. I think what he means to bring out is as follows. There are some things that are a mikra. In other words, a person happens to be stuck in a ditch. So it's a long haul to climb up, and it's hard and so on and so forth. But it's not going to be forever because it's a mikra to the person. A person happened to fall in, could be very deep, it could be take a long time to get out with a lot of pain and so on. But b'choloifin, I can't call it tamid because it happens. It's incidental. A person who was plagued by many different illnesses over his lifetime, I can say that it's not tamid either. It happened all the time, but it wasn't because it's be'etzim all the time. It's something that is It's every moment, every day, every year, something else happened. Masha ain kain, a person who has some sort of congenital issue, he's born with some sort of a genetic problem. So it's not a mikra, it's be'etzim. This is the way the person is. And as long as he exists, this is going to exist with him. That's innate to him. So the word tamid, at its ultimate meaning, implies not something that is always, but b'mikra always, but rather something that's be'etzim always. The melchama of the yetzer is because we are a neshama and a guf. And b'meila, we have to function through a guf that eats and drinks and is nene. Yetzirah is not just that he happens to knock on the door and present some sort of aveira, an opportunity. It's something which is be'etzim to the person. So I think what the is trying to bring out is that Aristotle's point was any battle that you wage, Alexander waged battle worldwide with every country. At the end of the day, that basically consumed his life. But there was a mikra. There were just X amount of countries and just X amount of kings and X amount of armies, and that's it. So even though it took him an entire lifetime, but it wasn't be'etzem tamid. Melchemes ha'yetzem means yourself is something that you are. And any struggle that's there with oneself is always there. So the Eish Tamid, the Tamidus of the Eish HaMizbeach, is a Tamidus that be'etzem is Tamidus. Avoidus ha'odam in this world is the struggle to accomplish with a guf hanging on him. The guf is not a mikra to the person. The guf is the atzmis of the person. And b'meila, this is something that is the mitzias of the person, and that's a struggle. So let's sum up a minute. So we have over here the two stages of avoda, two steps of avoda that the Tanya maps out. The one step is that if the guf is like as blocking the neshama, that lo solik nahira neshmasin bachi legufe, that's one stage. And for that, the oyer is the oyer that is soyrif. It's the oyer that breaks the guf down. The bachi legufe, the breaking down of the guf, that is accomplished through the pchinas sreif of the oyer. In the Beis Hamikdash, that took place in the Mizbeach Chitzon. It's where the Akrabas Oilus, it's where the Chalovim and Emurim, which represent the coarseness and the thickness itself, were brought. This is the place where that happened. From those Gecholim of breaking a guf, that was an avoda timidus. We could take a gachelas from there and bring it to the menaira and start the process of being meir. Everything has to come back again to mizbeach, but that's where the aura comes from, and that's where those auras come from. That's one nekuda. One can look at it with another knesh to it, an important knesh to it. We have a mashal, anoichi en loyelcha b'diba echad nemru, shama v'zecha b'diba echad nemru. You have these b'diba echad nemrus that are that you know in quite a few places you have that. those Dibur Echads are an Isser with a Mitzvah Sese. Loyer and Anoichi. Shama V'Zachar. Those are in Yanim where you have the Losa say first. You have a Losa together with an essay. The oimik of that is that for us, a Losa say and an essay are two separate things. When I tell a person, don't eat things that are detrimental to you and eat things that are healthy for you, those are two separate things. A person can be mekayim one without the other. I could stay away from things that are detrimental to my health, but I don't eat things that I need for my health, so I won't have lost out being affected negatively by the first type, but I won't have the positive value of the second one, and so on. That's in yonei oylem, oylem hazeh. In yonim ruchniyim, the Torah is telling us that the shomer is gonos the zchira. In the loyer lecha is gonos the anoichi. In other words, that the loisa says the kim of the loisa says is be'etzem a sherish of the assay. If one lies in the other. The mashal, we always bring the mashal from the Masilas Yesharim about not Masilas Yesharim. It's in Das Tefunas that if a person negates all avodah zaras, he b'meila is left with emuna. Just like in math, many times you can prove a theorem indirectly by negating any other possibility, assume that this is not true, then we run into a problem, then we b'meila prove that it's true. In the world of Torah, because Shem v'zach abdi b'echad nemru, because anoich li'ab di b'echad nemru, in lo yilacha, you have the beginning, the reishis of anoichi. It's not two separate things, like staying away from detrimental things and yanim, but rather it's one. Betzem it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin that if a person yoshav le'ov aveira, it says nois le'ischar ke'oise mitzvah. So if you don't do aveira, it's le'ischar mitzvah. So the Gemara says, I mean, it's kind of, that sounds absurd. A person can lay in bed all day and then expect, so the Gemara says, ke'goin sheba aveira le'yodoy v'nitzle menu. That the person had a challenge, and it was nitzel from it. So, okay, on a partial level, yeah, it's, as long as it's hard and it's tough, okay, you know, it's something and so on. But it's still, I mean, so get schar for this. What's the pshat? There's averis, there's mitzvahs, each one has its own world of schar. So Chazal are teaching us the side that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu there are no two things. In the oir itself in the ash itself of the sreifa, in the ash that is memayit, the guf, lies the ha'ara for the neshama. It's not, well, if I do have aveiros, that will block any aura coming from neshama. And so I have to get rid of that. Now I start doing mitzvahs. There's something, it's not two separate iris. It's in the ha'ara, in the eish itself, that there is the removal of the guf, the struggle with the guf. That's where you have the ha'ara itself. So it's possible, if it's a struggle. If it's not a struggle, then there's no ash over here. If I lay in bed, no avera came to me, nobody bought me anything not kosher, and I didn't care for anything not kosher, then certainly there's no ash. Then, I mean, how could I convert that to a mitzvah? But if a person was confronted by Yetzirah, And the person needed to exert energy to push against Yetzer Hara, then the person is going to have a ha'ara from that very struggle. There'll be mayor on the, it will become the other ara. The gachelas of the Mizbeach HaChitzen becomes the yesod of the ha'ara to the menorah. So it's much better than what we've been saying about two separate inyanim, and you need them both, and it comes in a certain order, progression, but A without B is A. It's not B. And B without A doesn't exist. So when I need A and I need B. What Chazal are being megalatos is that in every A there's B as well, and in this gachelas is Tomei Dehara for that. I want to spend a minute thinking a little bit about the implications. A person picks up Moshe Masos Yishar, and the first one is the first rung in the ladder is Zahirus. So Zahirus means not doing any aveiros. We basically never move past that. I don't think anyone anticipates moving past that. We're always going to be strong in some various. So what's the point of it? Because we spend our time just battling away the Ra, doesn't seem as if we're going very far. More than that. So, of course, we do mitzvahs. First answer, we do mitzvahs, we learn Torah. And in terms of schar and einish, in terms of, will we get al mahaba not peseda? So we put away enough mitzvahs as that, and so on. Peseda, no one thinks he doesn't do any mitzvahs. But when we look at ourselves and ask ourselves, where have we gotten to? I mean, have we grown at all? Have we progressed at all? I'm still holding by some of the things that he says in Zahiris. So if I need to package the person, give it a label, what am I doing? I'm still holding by Hekta Chalavim Veivarim. Nothing's moved. And I don't think people honestly expect to move. I mean, yes, we know. But Tachlis, we all know there's always weaknesses. It's depressing. The person doesn't feel he's moving anyplace because he's still busy with the age that's Seirif. And therefore, the person doesn't go far. But if we understand Chazal, the pshat is when a person in the struggle where a person is struggling to consume with the fire, the ra, that fire itself is meir as well. The fire that's consuming, maybe it's not as strong, like the Tzfasema says in Shabbos, if it would be Shemesh Shum Shemin, it would be purer and more refined, maybe it would be more light. But any Eish, no matter what the Eish is doing predominantly, but there's an Oir that comes out of it, and the Oir is totally in how much it's burning away. So big block of wood, it's true that a lot of the power of the fire is with the block of wood. But if it's burning, if it is going, then it's lighting up as well. The Shom of Azor V'Yechal means that in the struggle with the Averis and pushing myself, there lies a Ha'ara that's positive. It's the same Oyer. It's not two separate stages. And that's the point. The Gachelas, it wasn't as if first we'll do the Karbanis, then we'll do the Menorah. The Oir of the Menorah is simply a Gachelas from the Mizbeach. It's the same Oir in a second version of it. So understanding that Chazal over here are telling us a Seid Godel, that in every type of struggle, in every type of, if a person has to struggle, and Adarabba, the Ha'ara comes about because he has to struggle. So, Lamashal, we have three people. We have one person is the tzaddik gomer. He's finished his tzahara and he's kulei doing mitzvah. So that we understand it's wonderful. So we have another choice. There's a person who doesn't have many struggles, but his mitzvahs are parva as well. It's fine, nice, good mitzvahs, fine, nothing special. The other person has to struggle with Ayitzaharis. Sometimes it doesn't go. So that person, the person who has to struggle a lot, tends to think that the other person is much more fortunate than me. I'm Shai Madrega. I'm still minus. I'm still struggling with all the things I struggle with. And then when I'll finish, someday I'll start beginning to light the candle. So, and this other person, no struggle, so he lights a little bit, but, you know, Baruch Hashem, so he has nothing. It's not true. In the Yosef Ava Veira, is Noisnas Chaz, if he did a mitzvah, is because it is. The same gachelas, it's not a different gachelas. And therefore, if a person has to work hard at staying away from what's wrong, it changes a person. There's a certain ha'ara on the person. You find the Gemara where somebody had an aver, came to him, and he didn't do it, and there was an oyer on top of him. That's because it's moiled an oyer that's meir as well. The oyer that's seref dera is moiled something that. So, in the tmidus of us being stuck with our guf, so on the one hand, we resent it. We feel we can never be the person that our neshama would like us to be, because we're stuck with a goof, and it's always dragging us down. So good, we got more schar and this and that, but tachlis, bottom line is, the metzias is we're being dragged down. The answer is no. In the tamid, because it's a melchama tamidis, because the eish on the mizbeach took a tamid, loisichbeh, the constant pushing back at the Yitzhahara is where Tmidus lies. It's the one thing that's most Tomitas is our guf. That's who we are. That's Be'etzim part of us. Since that's Tomid, so it means that a person's, if he's doing a Veda, every minute there's what to do. Every minute there is to, like the Sif Zikoyin says, It's a Muhammad that's Tmidis. If it's a Muhammad that's Tmidis, it means that it carries in itself the oyer that's Tamid. And if a person has to struggle harder, it means there's much more ha'ara coming. And it's not a second stage. That is the oyer. You have to transfer it over to another place. But the gachelas that's meir comes from Dafka, from Mrs. Beah. So if a person has a lot of avoida to do in the world of being makdir, in the world of the eish, that seirif, a person shouldn't see it as just keeping away from a minus. In the eish that's may in ruchnius, the eish that's meir and the eish that's seirif is hainu hach. It's not two stages. It's the same gachelas. It metamorphosizes. It's like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. It the same one develops in that, and the struggle that a person has that's tmidis becomes the eish tamid loisichbe, and that's from the and it's from there that the ha'ara that comes from pnim, the mezbeach akteris, and the menorah that's there, bedafke, that's where it comes from, and that's where it becomes a ner tamid. Yes.